Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. Looking forward to a great time together today as we face the issues. We invite your participation, your conversation, your discussion, dialogue about the issue of the day. As we face the issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of an ideological bent or a political philosophy. It's not based on denominational dogma. As we face the issues, we do so based solidly on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the Truth Book. It is from a central biblicist worldview, looking at world events, looking at daily occasions, looking at them all through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say about it? These events in the past several days taking place in Europe, right on the shores of Ukraine, fought in with the battle of Russia going on. How do we respond to that? How do we view that in light of a central biblicist worldview? What ought our understanding of it be? Should we be frightened? Should we be afraid? Should we be angry? Should we be looking at it and scrutinizing it with a biblical view, or just simply say it's just another war? Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. What's taking place as I speak in Ukraine with the battle with Russia at the forefront is simply a little smattering, a little sample, a little indication of where we're going in this world. May I say to you in advance of other discussion and dialogue on this today, let me say to us that when we see what is happening, we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that it's the preparation for things to come. We're looking at things that shall be in the future, but elongated and enlarged as Russia becomes the prominent dominating partner along with China in the last days and the final events in this whole world. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God's Word, the Bible, in the eschatological prophetic text, tells us what is going to happen. We know the end of the story, as someone has said. As I tell people, I've read the last part of the book. I know what God is doing. I understand what He is saying and why. So when we face the issues today, we're talking about, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. I believe it was yesterday or the day before that one of our sons, Glenn, called in on the broadcast and was talking. He read the text in the book of Revelation where the apostle John, as he is there on the Isle of Patmos, and he sees all that has been said and done, the words that have been given to him by God, past, present, future tense of the world events, and as he sees all that God has given him, he says, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. That ought to be our mantra today. That ought to be where we stand today. But ladies and gentlemen, as we stand for truth, we need to do so based on the truth book itself. In John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus says to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement. In John 17:17, Jesus says, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that we ought to depend on. It's the truth of the Word of God that ought to be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway each and every day. It's the truth of God that should give us direction as to how we are to respond to world events, to individual events, and what is happening in society today. But truth is not sought for today. Unfortunately, truth is rejected. In fact, the Word of God is rejected. Jerry Nadler, a number of months back, one of the U.S. Congressmen, a loose likes lost liberal Democrat representative in the House, Jerry Nadler, as one of the other representatives, reading from the Bible on the floor of the House, reading from the Bible about the wickedness if they passed that H.R. House Bill 5, which had been a very, very, very immoral, ungodly bill. And the congressman that was reading that, Jerry Nadler, just snarled at him. God's word has no place in the halls of Congress or in the House of Representatives. Ladies and gentlemen, that's generally the attitude that's taken today with truth and with the truth book. It is the secularist George Orwell in the writing of the dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell was a secularist, but Orwell made this statement. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be absolutely factually true even today. And it's because of the laxity in the pulpits and in the churches across the nation that allows this to take place. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint succinctly stated it this way. Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the world's Western civilization, and Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible. And the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. And that's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. We're finding fewer and fewer pulpits filled with pastors that have a spine to preach the truth of the gospel and to preach in the full power of the Holy Spirit as to what God's word says. We're being lulled into believing that we just love everybody and we just have a kumbaya moment and we embrace the sodomite lifestyle. We embrace, I call it the loose likes lost liberals, and say nothing because you don't want to alienate anybody. And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the things that's causing the decline of truth in our churches today. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, George Barner in the Barner Report, I believe it was last September or October, the Barner Report said in the next 18 months, about 60,000 churches. Now, his words were that we got 300,000 churches in America. One out of five will close. That's about 60,000 churches will close in America. And I believe we're finding that on every hand. You find churches being closed across our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's because we have declined from truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my challenge to you each and every day on this broadcast, is to love the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, stand for the truth, even if you stand alone and even if you stand to death. And I believe that is necessary in the era in which we're living, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds and maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented organization. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is closed on Sunday so that the employees can worship with their families. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is waiting, ready. Entertain your application. Drop by Tools for Time at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Make your application for employment. Wait for an interview and be employed by Tools for Time, a great place, a family-friendly oriented organization. You can find Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flag flowing Old Glory Flooring 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says stocks plummet. Bitcoin hits 35,000. Oil nears $100 a barrel. And I'll touch on that in a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, these are issues that's brought about as a result of the war with Russia in Ukraine. And a lot of folks today must admit that all over the world, we could simply say the world's in a mess. Now, I think that's a statement that we use. But we're here today, and I say we. I've got Pastor Glenn Davis from up in Georgia that's with me today. Pastor Davis, thank you for being with me.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood, for being here on today for the invitation. Amen. I want to say good morning to all my family and friends that are listening. Amen. To my bride of 36 years, thank you so much, and I love you. Amen on today. And we want you to listen attentively as we get ready to go down through the information that we're trying to provide here to prepare you for what's ahead. Because, Dr. Youngblood, I think at this particular point in time, the church has been sleeping for just a little bit too long.
Yes.
When we look at the incompetent leadership that we have sitting in the wrong place at this time,
yes,
I can truly say that my heart is saddened for what I see happening to the people in the Ukraine.
Yes.
And not only there, but the ripple effects that will take place in the United States of America because of money market and capital interest gains in other places that will not benefit us, and the attention being turned to the wrong areas.
Yes.
We will end up suffering some great tragedies and things that we've never experienced before in life.
I believe that.
Simply because we do not have the proper leadership in place to lead us in the right place.
And you succinctly stated that, Pastor Davis. I believe the whole key to what we're finding today, and I don't say this now, I don't believe that President Trump was, how would you say, our savior. He's already stated that himself. But I believe that God divinely intervened in the 2016 election and gave us Donald J. Trump. And as a result of that, we had a four-year opportunity to extricate ourselves and to turn the clock around so that we would be a nation that's turning back to God.
Amen.
I believe that he directed us in that. I believe that God was involved in that. But when the election was stolen, and it was a fraudulent, totally fraudulent election. Joe Biden was a Manchurian candidate. He's now a Manchurian president, sitting in a position that he did not earn. He did not was not elected there. The position was stolen position. And as a result of that, Pastor Davis, we're watching what is taking place under his leadership. Dozens and dozens and dozens of executive orders reversing everything that was right. And one of the things that he did was so detrimental at this juncture that we're finding. So many things that he did, one of them was cutting off the XL pipeline and shutting down most of the coal-fired coal productions in America, and stopping the leasing of oil spaces for the continued exploration and drilling for oil. And we're suffering today because today, and most Americans are not aware of it, one article that I read said we're getting up to about 30% of our natural gas and oil from Russia, our crude oil from Russia. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, the crude oil is hitting up a little over $100, or right at $100 a barrel as of this morning. And when it hits $100 a barrel, that means about $4 a gallon at the gas pump. And if you use, they've got three grades of fuel out there, 87 octane, 89 octane, and 91. If you put the 91 octane in your tank at this moment, you're spending just under $5 a gallon.
Just under $5
a gallon. And I believe that we're going to find, ladies and gentlemen, gasoline jumped to $6, $7, $8, even could be as high as $10 a gallon in some parts of America if this war with Russia continues in the Ukraine. But we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the scenario that's taking place even now. And some will say, Pastor, well, Ukraine is thousands and thousands of miles from us. It's their problem and not ours. We're not going to worry about it. Even as Christians, we're not going to pray about it. Even as Christians and churches, we're not going to preach about it. We're simply going to ignore it and just somehow, some way think that a few days it'll be over. I don't think it's going to be over in a few days. I don't think it'll be over in a few weeks. I believe it's going into the months and years because we're going to watch this ripple effect. Because here's the point that I make, ladies and gentlemen, and Pastor Davis, I want us to understand what is taking place. China is watching how we respond as a nation to what Russia is doing in the Ukraine. China has already said that they're going to take back total control of Taiwan. China is waiting and watching with bated breath to see how the Biden administration responds. And when asked yesterday in a news conference, when Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, when Joe was asked the question, what are you going to do about China? What is China saying? What is the conversation? And he stumbled for a moment, and I'm sure someone whispered in the earbud in his ear and said, stop talking. And he said, I'm not prepared to answer any of those questions about China. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the debauchery of our constitutional republic as a result of the one that's at the helm in the White House.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, when you look at, you know, Joe Biden himself, there's not very much he can say.
That's right.
Not when they're constantly putting a check in his account.
That's right.
Each and every day. Mm-hmm. And not only him, but his whole family is tied up in this thing.
I call it the Biden family cabal.
So their hands are tied as mm-hmm. far as to what they can do, to what he can say, or even take a step towards doing. Now, here's my beliefs. I mean, this is just me. Like you said, China is waiting to see what's going to come out of this.
That's right.
And if the United States jumps in to defend these people, then China's going to jump in it. And then we're liable to see a war of epic proportions.
That's right. Absolutely.
This is what, and I think this is what they really want, so that they can lock down all the commerce all over the world mm-hmm. and destroy the world monetary system and introduce that new coin that they're trying to get
the Fed
to replace
coin. Yes.
the American dollar.
That's right. Absolutely. You've spoken so aptly as to what is the big picture and what is happening. But ladies and gentlemen, with Ukraine, it's not part of NATO. All of the nations around Ukraine are part of NATO. But there's been the rhetoric now for several years about Ukraine coming into NATO. Russia has said for all of these years that that's been discussed, that they do not want a NATO nation on their border. And so this battle is because there was no relenting. NATO had no interest in allowing Ukraine to come in. The previous governments of and presidents of America have had no interest in Ukraine becoming a NATO allied nation. That would be flying in the face of Russia. And so Russia's battle is because there was no relenting, there was no recognition that an admission that Ukraine would not become a part of NATO. And as a result of that, they've used that as their premise. They've used that as their proxy person to go into war. And ladies and gentlemen, what we're watching is just like with Vietnam, just like with Korea, the Korean conflict, just like happened with Afghanistan. We are watching, ladies and gentlemen, troops going in, and troops are not going into Ukraine, troops going into all of the allied NATO nations around in preparation for what could be a conflagration with a front to face-to-face battle with Russia.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
I pray that doesn't happen. But the point that I want to make on the broadcast today, with all of these things that we see taking place, and we're going to dig a little deeper as the broadcast progresses, but with all of these things that's taking place, how should Christians respond? What should we do? I believe we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, and understand that God's word gives us the insight as to the last days and what's going to take place. Just as John said when he saw the full picture, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Now, I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but when I see these things taking place, I'm horrified by it, I'm bothered by it, I'm concerned over it, and I give prayer over it. But I want us to know, ladies and gentlemen, it's not the end of the world. There's still things to take place that's going to progressively get worse and worse and worse on a global basis, and it's going to be on the basis, ladies and gentlemen, of what the Bible has already told us. The Bible has already given us the last chapter, the last story, the end of the story of the last days of this old world. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over to the question comment, please.
Good afternoon, Pastor Davis, Dr. Youngblood. How are you guys?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Great, great. As Christians, yes, we should pray. I would hope our government has enough wisdom to not put American lives on the line for this one. The second thing I want to state is, from a soldier's perspective there, the Russians are going to roll over you, the Ukrainians, very quickly. There might be pockets of resistance and guerrilla warfare for a long time, but this will probably be finished off within a week, if not closer than that. The other thing is that Russia, if you look at Putin historically there, every time that oil goes up, oil's based on what they call the petrodollar, which is the American dollar, the American currency. So every time the petrodollar is up, you can almost see in Putin's eyes the greed factor. That's when he becomes more aggressive and he becomes more disdainful of Western nations there. Biden is completely ineffective and weak. He will not do anything to curb this. Europe is going to stay out of it. They might, you know, rattle a few sabers and say that they're going to do this or that, but historically, the Europeans always look out for themselves and what other nations can do for them. I mean, we've been propping them up since the Marshall Plan.
That's right.
That's all I've got to say on this one.
Well, Jim, you're exactly right. Let me touch on a couple of things before you go.
Okay.
Europe is silent in essence, in activity. They may be, as you said, given a little rhetoric or a little lip talk, but all of Europe, and in particular with Germany, they're totally, 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 and may I say that again, totally dependent upon Russian oil for survival. If Putin were to shut off the oil, the energy supply for Europe, Europe would freeze to death overnight. And so, therefore, they're not going to do anything that will alienate Vladimir Putin. But the reason I think that it could become elongated, if one stray missile, if one misaimed barrage from a jet flying over, or one drop bomb is off target and hits in Poland, it's Katie barred the door. I believe that once that takes place, you'll see all of the allied nations called NATO that will be involved and will get into a major conflagration as a result of that. And the reason I say that, this may or may not be the trigger, but one day there will be a trigger that brings Russia and the five allied nations with Russia against Israel. And when they do so, it will go into a global conflagration and will become a global war that will lead into the Battle of Armageddon. So I'm looking at it through the prism of eschatological prophetic truth as to what I believe God is doing. And we're watching the actors being put on the stage. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the scene being set for that day when the curtain is rolled back and we see the full-fledged happenings take place. And by the way, when I say we're watching, we'll be watching it, but I believe every Christian listening will be watching it from glory because it will take place after the rapture of the church has taken place. Jim, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your interest.
Thank you.
Continue to tune in to the broadcast. Keep on looking up. Our redemption draws nigh.
Amen. And you know, Dr. Youngblood, that was great that you just got finished saying, because in reality, God is still in control.
Absolutely.
And this is what really should be more, let's say, should this cause more excitement for the Christian people right now on today to know that regardless of all, our God will fight for us.
Amen. Nehemiah said that to his workers in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20, our God shall fight for us.
Amen. Amen. So then what we need to do is catch a hold of faith now. I mean, I realize that there's some things that we might see and experience that we've never seen in this life before. But still, we have to remember, regardless of all of that, God is still in control, and he's already told us some things in his word to prepare us for this time. What we need to do is read this Bible, study to show thyself approved, like he told us in the scriptures. Study this word so that we can know and understand.
Amen.
When we read it, we can recognize it and not be caught off guard. So what's happening right now is really not out of the ordinary. It's already written in the Word of God.
Pre-written, prehistory already written.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. I'm talking with Pastor Glenn Davis today on the broadcast. We entertain and invite your telephone call, 831-0917, 831-0917. What do you see? How are you explaining to others? Are you just simply closed-minded and closed-eyed and not concerned about what's happening in the Ukraine today? Joe Biden made the bumbling statement. He said we're going to find gas prices increasing. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says Biden suggests that U.S. gas prices are rising due to the Russian sanction. And he goes on to talk about the fact that it was the fact that Russian sanctions, because we, i.e. the government of America, has put sanctions on Russia, that Russia is increasing the gas prices. No, it is not because of sanctions. In fact, sanctions did not deter. Sanctions did not defer. Sanctions did not cause anything in the Vladimir Putin's mind to not do what he's presently doing. Sanctions have never, hear me, you go back and study the history, sanctions have never had any deterrence for Vladimir Putin in the 20-plus years that he's been the head of Russia. Vladimir Putin is right now laughing his way to the bank. Because as the oil prices go up, cha-ching, the register increases as far as the coming income coming into Russia. Donald Trump, when he was president of the United States of America, had put America in a position that we were energy independent. We didn't have to have the oil from the Saudi kings. We didn't have to have oil or gas from Europe or from Russia. But now we're dependent upon foreign nations to provide the oil and the gasoline products for us. Under Donald Trump, as you recall, gasoline dropped to under $2 a gallon at the gas pump. We're now looking at $3.50, $4.55, and more. And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that when we think about that, we need to, this is the question. This is the thing I want to impress us with on this broadcast today. How should we then live? What should we do? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of what's happening in Ukraine, you realize the world's major predominance of wheat supply, that is the food that we eat, the wheat supply comes from the Ukraine. You realize in the Ukraine, their minerals and what would be called natural earth minerals that are valuable for other materials to be made in manufacturing coming out of the Ukraine. Do you realize that Ukraine is on the northern portion of the Black Sea, and Russia wants that seaport so that they will be able to ship and receive that they do not have now because of the Ukraine? It is a money matter that's motivating Russia to do what they're doing. Amen. And the question is, as Christians, are we concerned? Ladies and gentlemen, I understand there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Christians in Ukraine, and there are over 200,000 Jewish people in the Ukraine. The president of the Ukraine, prime minister, president, whatever his title is, of Ukraine, happens to be a Jewish man. And Vladimir Putin hates the Jewish people, and this is one of the causes that's going to bring about Russia leading the five Islamic nations, Islamically dominated nations, to come against Israel in the last days. Ladies and gentlemen, understand what the Bible says about the last days. In the last days, will be filled with false teachers. In the last days, ladies and gentlemen, according to Matthew 24, verses 4 and following, the last days will witness wars and rumors of wars. That word rumors means rumblings of wars. In the last days, we'll face pestilences, that's diseases. In the last days, the nation will rise against nation, the scripture tells us. In the last days, the world will be faced with famines and with earthquakes. And ladies and gentlemen, you might not think that deeply, but this that's taking place in Ukraine today could start the chain reaction around the globe of some type famines. Amen. Keep in mind, in the days of the tribulation, Pastor, the Bible says that it's going to take a day's wages to buy a loaf of bread.
Amen.
That's pretty heavy inflation.
Amen.
And we're on the fast track for it.
If I can remember correctly, I think just on yesterday, Dr. Youngblood, that there was an earthquake in Indonesia.
Yes. That's right.
God is speaking.
He's speaking.
He's speaking. We need to listen.
That's right.
And we need to be encouraged.
Yes.
Don't lose heart.
No, 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 no.
It's time for us to walk by faith and not by sight.
Absolutely. And to realize that as we walk by faith, that God's still on the throne. God's still alive. God's still moving. God's not silent. God's not sick. God's not dead. And God is still in total sovereign control of this whole world. Yes, man makes decision. Yes, men today are making decisions that's aberrant to what God's word says. But God's created us as moral free agents.
Amen.
But God is still ultimately in control. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, we're talking about today, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. As we see these things unfurl, we need to say, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour break for 1 minute for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.